Good afternoon. A warm front that activated showers and thunderstorms across parts of the area this morning will continue to lift from south to north through the region. This front could generate a few more showers and possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, skies will be partly sunny and readings will respond behind the front, lifting into the middle and upper 70s on average across the area, with some places even touching the 80-degree mark. That front will continue to lift into Canada tonight, allowing a southerly breeze to keep temperatures in the mid-60s for overnight lows. So a summer-like feel with increased humidity. At the same time, a cold front will begin to approach after dark tonight. During the overnight period, that cold front will touch off another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some of them could be on the stronger side, maybe even severe, across the western Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley. These showers will linger into the day on Wednesday as the front slides through the region. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy. High temperatures on Wednesday will be early in the day and in the upper 60s before the wind flips around to the north behind the front and temperatures slide back through the 60s and even into the 50s in some cases by the end of the day. On Thursday, it will be mostly cloudy as a wave of low pressure passes by, with showers likely in the afternoon. This will keep temperatures in the mid-50s for highs. Any clouds will give way to increasing sunshine on Friday behind this system. It'll be breezy and cool, with highs staying in the 50s. With high pressure overhead, we'll enjoy full sunshine to start the weekend on Saturday, although on the cooler side of average, in the upper 50s to around 60, before we bounce back into the mid-60s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, while snow has diminished across the Intermountain West and High Plains, the storm system has pushed toward the upper Mississippi Valley. The trailing front from this system will drop south and east through the central plains and act as a focus for widespread showers and thunderstorms that will span from the southern Rockies, the southern and central plains, across the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. These storms will be very efficient rainmakers, and with their slow motion, the possibility of ponding of water on roads, rapid runoff, and/or flash flooding over a very large area in the middle of the country is increasing. Given the duration will likely occur over the course of a couple of days, streams and rivers will likely rise in response, and the Weather Prediction Center has a moderate risk for excessive rainfall in effect for these areas. And a large temperature range is expected across the lower 48 into tomorrow as an upper-level trough remains over the west and a ridge is anchored over the southeast. Under the trough, daytime highs could be as much as 20 to 30 degrees below average across much of the northwest, with several record low maximum temperature records possible into today, especially across the northern Great Basin and Rockies and California. Meanwhile, east of the Rockies, temperatures will be much above average. The core of the heat will be from the southeast and central Gulf Coast states into the Ohio Valley, where widespread daytime highs in the mid-80s to upper 90s could approach or exceed records. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, partly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, lower 70s, and partly sunny and breezy in Buffalo with highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees, the average low, 45. The record high, 90, set in 1927, and the record low, 28, in 1993. Sunrise this morning was at 6:52 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:37 p.m., 11 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms possible today, with highs in the lower 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and breezy today, still the risk of a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs near 80. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and breezy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Partly sunny and breezy today, scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm, and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and breezy today, still the risk of a few scattered showers and a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, still the risk of showers, early highs in the upper 60s, then temperatures drop during the day. Cloudy and cool with showers likely Thursday afternoon in the mid 50s. Morning clouds, then increasing sunshine on Friday, staying in the 50s. Sunny but chilly on Saturday, upper 50s to around 60. Breezy and milder on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-60s. And a good chance of showers on Monday with highs staying in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.